Today's first reading and the gospel certainly both do stress the virtue and quality of hospitality. And so I would be remiss if I did not say at least a few words about hospitality. Perhaps you have heard this poem. If Jesus came to your house to spend a day or two, if he came unexpectedly, I wonder what you'd do. Would you be glad to have him stay forever, on and on? Or would you sigh with great relief when he at last was gone? The presence of Jesus in our lives is definitely demanding, but it is overwhelmingly rewarding. Saint Benedict, over 1,500 years ago, took Christ's words from St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 25, very seriously. And namely, he said, "I came as a guest, and you received me." Saint Benedict directed that all guests at his monasteries be treated as if they were Jesus himself. This great truth, which I simply want to emphasize today, is Christ does come to us in others, and we are to be hospitable. And as we hear Jesus also say in the scriptures, "Wherever two or three are gathered in my name, there am I in their midst." Now, hospitality is one of the major characteristics of life in both the Old and the New Testaments. And the story of Martha and Mary is an important Lucan statement concerning the nature of Christian hospitality exercised in the Eucharistic meal, the Mass. In Luke's account, Martha is the principal personage, and the main theme is the problem which she addresses to Jesus, namely, "Is it right that Mary neglect me and the household task to be with you?" In his answer and reply, Jesus focuses on the essential element of hospitality, which is personal attentiveness to the guest. Addressed to the Christian community, this gospel account has a significant statement regarding the hierarchy of values in worship. The details of the meal and its celebration are secondary. The main point is that the participants attend to the person of Christ present and those gathered together for the assembly, the Eucharist. The quality of the Eucharist is not to be judged by the elaborateness of the meal, but by the depth of personal communication with Christ himself. With this in mind, this following prayer should be perhaps a way for us to look a little bit at the Eucharistic meal. "God be in my head and in my understanding. God be in mine eyes and in my looking. God be in my mouth and in my speaking. God be in my heart and in my thinking. God be at my end and at my departing." Now, since hospitality, attentiveness to Jesus, who is our host and our guest, is so essential to the Eucharist, it would therefore be inconceivable that any of us would ever treat any of the participants at Mass with coldness or rudeness or unfriendliness. Our proper disposition at the Eucharist is to have or give personal attention to Christ in the Eucharist and in the Scripture and in each other. And the result of this attention is union an attachment to Jesus as well as to one another. Now there's one other major theme running in the Gospel today, which I'd like to touch by means of this little meditation. And the theme is, discipleship is sitting at the feet of Jesus and listening to his words, like Mary did in the Gospel. Martha is usually our patron, no doubt about it. We are anxious and upset about many things. How will we pay the bills, survive, have peace in our time, and a future for our children? We are crowded, in a hurry. How can we sit around doing nothing with so many problems to solve? Martha, Martha, slow down. Take up the word of God. That is, if you would like to sit at the feet of Jesus, you'll find no instant recipes for all your troubles, for the word of God does tell stories about a man who kept on building bigger barns, but who was never satisfied. His greed ran faster than his need. There's a story about a man who had a banquet every day, whose dogs ate better than the poor. The gospel has great advice, like love your neighbor as you love yourself. The word of God makes promises, like blessed are the peacemakers, and it tells us that the lilies of the fields look far better than any of us do. We are also told that God the Father is always concerned for us. The word of God, it won't pay the bills, but it might cut down on the things we buy and make us less afraid to live or die. Of course, we must feed the hungry, we must clothe the naked, we must heal the sick, but someone is telling us to be still, to make space in all of our days, to slow down the race that's never won. Let us find time then for listening and praising God. So be like a child that does not fear. Be still and know the Lord is near. Today, let us be welcoming and hospitable to everyone. Let us take time out to sit at the feet of Jesus every day, and may we listen to his words, and then may we rise up to go forth to become Martha and Mary all in one.